Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, you know what it is. The highest host, Adam Will, chilling out right here for another amazing episode of the Getting High With Show. Super stoked to be here. This is going to be a super fun show that we have today, but of course, Kentron on the keys, tickling them ebonies and ivories. Thank you so much for the live music. I don't think you guys realize that we do have live music on the show every show, dude. Every episode is live. It's not a little background music. So Kentron, if you haven't checked out his episode, it's available right now on all streaming platforms and on YouTube. I think the video dropped already, so shout out to all y'all who follow. Don't forget the new YouTube page as well, the Getting High With Show, GHWS. We're trying to, like, go around all that monetizing bullshit. It happens. We, you know, our original page is kind of fucked, but we're good. We're going to shout out to Travis making it happen, making us look and sound good. All of y'all tuned in right now, wherever you're at, in the car, at home, in the grow, at the shop. I don't know where you listen to podcasts, but we appreciate y'all. Look, enough about all that intro. We got a fun show today. I think I can consider him my friend. I think you're my friend now. Yeah? Are we friends? Sometimes you say, like, I'm too cool or some shit.
You are too cool. I am definitely a fanboy still. But, like, if you, like, want to play the friend card, I'm down. Friend zone me.
We talk in, like, real life. Like, we'll have conversations and shit. So I feel like it's not just, like, work. You know, we'll be talking about other shit too.
I mean, I tell people you're my friend.
Yeah, all right, we're good. Listen. This is he's in the scene. He's everyone's favorite uncle. I think he's, like, the salesman for, like, all the biggest brands. VP of sales, I believe. He's a connoisseur of cannabis. He's an amazing father as well, and he's always fun to be around. And he makes sure you stay hydrated, and he makes sure you hit bong rips. I'm talking about the one and only Barney's in the building.
Aloha.
Oh, you didn't even say it. You got shocked?
Oh, he beat me to that. I was going to run one live.
Let's see.
Haven't done this one in a while. Aloha.
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 Thank you for being here. Thanks for chilling out. How you doing? How you feeling? What's good?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
I know, love the valley.
We've been talking about getting you on the show for a minute. I know I'd be giving you shit about other things, and we just go back and forth. That's how I know we're friends, because we give each other shit. And you give me shit all the time about, like, the first time you met me. You said I didn't really care about you.
Oh, no, that's the first time I got a picture with you. Not the first time I met you.
Okay.
No.
Because you knew me longer than I knew you, right?
I hate this shit. Of course. I was a fan. I was in the crowd with my hat out trying to catch
Shut the fuck up, really? Yo, like, you have the hat?
Dude,
oh my God.
Like, I'm one of them, yo. Like,
did you get anything?
No, never.
I never hooked you up?
Nah.
Stop it.
It's okay. I was in the crowd.
But I try to hook everyone up.
But, like, you gotta be aggressive in that crowd, bro. This is, like, you know what I mean?
It's like the cup.
Yeah, like
face.
My hat wasn't turned up. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't have the real angle on the catch like everybody else
did. If y'all are wondering what we're talking about right now, dude, I can't believe you brought up that memory. You just unlocked some memories. When I was hosting these weekly events and all the big cups, and we would just throw shit off the stage, a lot of the people in the crowd would take off their hat and hold it like a pocket, because it would be easier to catch and easier for me to put stuff in their hat rather than their hands. And some people started bringing out, like, butterfly nets and fishing nets. Did you see those when people started bringing nets?
No.
Bro, that shit was wild.
I won't lie, I only was in the crowd, like, twice. After that, I stayed to the back where all the sweaty people weren't at.
Okay. Just networking.
I mean, more like, you know, you had to go buy seeds at Chalice. You had to go, like, there was a lot of things you had to go do with that.
There's a lot of things everywhere. But, listen, we don't need you to stand with your hat to get weed. I see you got a lot of weed right now, but can we get you some new exciting flavors?
Yeah, let's go try stuff.
Yeah. Let's go to Apothecary and go shopping for a little bit. I want to see what Barney's like in a dispensary.
Scary.
Yeah? Well, I mean, I know you came to a dispensary the other day when I was working. Have you been there? Do you go in often?
Yeah.
To shops?
I don't buy too much, but I go into shops a lot. I'm in 10 to 15 stores a week, but, like, not really not all stores are the same.
100%.
Some stores are a Vibe. Some stores are a Get Out. Some stores are, you know, just trying to print money.
Well, let's go get some weed at this store and see what's going on. We'll be right back. We're going to go to Apothecary right now and see how Barney shops for weed.
Bangarang.
Yeah. All right, chat. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. What a great trip, dude. We just came back from Apothecary. It was exciting to be in a shop with Barney because he, like, you know, when you're in there with someone that knows all the brands and knows what's going on, it's more entertaining because there was a lot of shit talking. So listen, all that can be seen on Patreon. If you want to see the shopping experience, check out our Patreon, and you can see all those shopping experiences plus more, dude. What'd you get? You got some exciting things.
We got stuff.
Yeah. It was a good time. Yeah. Oh, the ASMR. Damn, dude. We got him, of course. What'd you get? You tell him.
Okay. Let's start out with the most important.
I want to hear what you say.
Okay. We got that LLG.
Yeah.
I don't sell an OG, so I can actually tell you, I love this. Let's do this. I'm going to smoke this. We're going to find out how this goes today.
Yeah, we love the LOG.
One bong rip challenge.
It's some real, real true OG. There's not a lot of OGs on the shelves anymore, so it's good to have one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Then we went for the lemon poppers. I wanted something a little inappropriate.
It's one of my favorite super dope strains.
It was highly recommended.
Yeah.
The Asian man in me was very drawn to this.
Yeah. Wait till you see, because that's a censored version on the outside. The inside is.
It gets a little dirty on the inside, right? Yeah. Can we show that?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
We're allowed to do that?
If you want to open it now, you can.
Let's get one more.
Yeah. The super dope. Ooh.
I would have preferred not a blonde, but
that's okay. Is there a sticker in there?
There is a sticker.
Oh, stickers too? Crazy.
Yo, I'm feeling pretty hyped right
now. Fire. Oh, you didn't like blondes? I'm sorry.
I don't dislike blondes, but like when I think my mom's a blonde.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So I see a blonde, I go, hey, it's my mother.
I get it.
And then, you know, now she's naked, and that's not so appropriate, bro.
She's not naked. She's in like
There's a scratcher thing?
Yeah, so what Super Dope does is they have like reward program, and then what you can do is you can accumulate your points, and then you can cash in those points for prizes and shit, like, you know, shirts, face masks, rugs, all sorts of things. They have like a cool little line.
Stealing that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's like a reward, like a loyalty program for the...
I didn't think we could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, of course.
You can expect to see that on here real soon, y'all.
Yeah, they get like custom merch and shit.
Okay.
And then you got...
You know, I'm trying to get about that hype life, trying to find out about all this drama out there. You know what I mean? Trying to get about this Instagram New York Zile life. Beezy, y'all.
Yeah, Beezy was on the show a little while ago, too, which was a cool show. It was before, like... I had him on, but not like recently after all the controversy. So it was crazy. He was controversial then, but I feel like now it's even more. But he's on. Are you on X? You're on X.
I'm on X.
Yeah, because you said Instagram, but X is like no holds barred out there.
Yo, X is gonna get us in trouble.
Yeah, who in trouble?
All of us.
How?
We all get loose on there.
What do you mean?
Like Ted is not the same Ted from Instagram.
You talk about Alien Labs?
Yeah, Sturt is not the same Sturt from Instagram.
They're like more vocal?
Oh, they're much nicer on Instagram.
Oh.
You get them on X, they are just aggressive.
Oh, so like Instagram is like the highlight reel and X is like the raw.
Yeah, X is, thoughts. You know, the blankets off. They're out there.
I've said a couple things on X that aren't very popular that people get upset about and want to beat me up over.
See, like now I'm getting into that vibe where I'm starting to post things just to say it. And like, yeah. I don't know if I need to be doing that.
I mean, that's just the thing that is super upsetting is that negativity gets way more engagement than positivity on social media.
I get that.
So if you're trying to get your analytics up, you got to say controversial shit and do controversial shit, which is kind of whack because people would rather praise negativity than positivity. Like if you do something good, no one really cares about. But if you like say some shit about someone, that's just going to go forever.
It's just easy to remember. Like I remember all my L's. I don't remember all my W's.
Why? Why is that?
I think fear is a stronger driver than success.
Are you hard on yourself?
I hope so.
But why would you, like, you've accomplished a lot. Why would you, like, remember L's over dubs? You don't ever celebrate your victories?
I'm sure I do. I don't really notice.
Because every day you're winning.
String them together. I mean, you know what I mean?
Every day. I mean, what we do is fucking great. But, like, dwelling on the L's, you got to learn from the L's and move on, bro.
I don't really dwell on them. They don't go away. The L's are there.
I'm glad I have a bad memory.
Like, the L's, I mean, I got a terrible memory, but the L's stay for sure.
Yeah.
But you keep smoking. I want to smoke.
Well, I'm always breathe, you know? Yeah, smoke. You got a bong here? I know you are, like, a super advocate for bong loads.
I am.
Even though everyone, like, gives you shit and says it's gross and you're just all about it.
I'm all about it.
Is this the first time you got high was a bong?
No, first time I got high was an apple.
Yeah.
No, I lied. It was a can.
Whatever. Still a classic.
With my family. Thanksgiving. Real young.
What's young? 12?
12, 11, something like that.
Who got you high?
My cousins. Same as everybody else.
Older cousin?
Yeah, of course.
Assholes. Why would they get an 11-year-old high, though? Did you want to get high?
I mean, I didn't really care. My cousin was 13. He didn't really understand either.
I thought it was like a 17, you know, like a older.
No, I mean, the 17-year-old cousin showed us how to do the can. But, like, the 13-year-old cousin was the one who brought the weed.
And where's this at? Is this?
In Hawaii. Yeah.
So you had that Pakalolo.
Yeah, had that good. Had that cron-cron. Yeah? That smelly smell. Is there something about Hawaii weed that smells different? Which makes no sense because all of it's from here. But I think it's the humidity level.
Like, they don't grow in Hawaii?
We have weed, but nobody's smoking it. There's a couple guys that are coming out now that are really going to be cool to watch. But historically, I think Hawaii is a weird place because they do it by age. If you're young, nobody's selling you good weed.
Okay.
Nobody.
So once you reach a certain age, you get
better weed. Better and better and better. Like, now I'm in my 40s, I'm finally finding these dudes.
Does the weed in Hawaii prone to mold a lot more because it's so humid?
Dramatically.
Is that
more.
Why it's harder to...
Like, the smell I might miss might be mold. You never know.
Oh, yeah. That's great because it is very humid out there.
Yeah, like, if you're going to break down a pack in Hawaii, you need to do it in an air-conditioned, humidity-controlled room. Like, if you're going to repackage a pack into eights, you need to do it in a room. There's no other choice.
Because if you're outside or you do it...
That 10 minutes because you're resealing it in there with that Hawaii humidity air.
Yeah, it's going to mold up.
It's going to ruin everything.
Damn, that's so wild to think.
The crazy part is for as many years that we've been doing this, we never really thought of that. Mm-mm. Until we talked to the dog, and Green Dog was like, yo, like, if you guys have weed for, like, the wedding and stuff, like, I'm down, but make sure you package it in, like, an AC room. Like, I don't want it to, like, get all soured out. Yeah. You're like...
Didn't even think about that. Well, because now that you're bringing it up, I'm like, yo, it is really humid in Hawaii, and, like, the weed was, you know, can just mold up. That's crazy.
You think you're being fast, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you're from there, you're like, oh, I'll do it real quick. It'll be good. You don't realize you're just packaging it in there with the problem.
Because I know there's weed events in Hawaii, too, and they have, like, cups and shit.
For sure. I mean, my boy Ryan Kilmaka just did his. Shout out, bro.
Yeah.
He's one of the few guys that are putting events out there.
So you're from Hawaii, born and raised?
Born and raised, tattooed across the chest, all the things.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Out there. And that's how you got into weed, your cousin. And once you got high the first time, you're like, I love this, I'm doing this all the time.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. You like that, and then you're like, this is my life. What was little Barney doing though, like 11-year-old? What did little Barney want
to
be?
So I was trying not to smoke weed as much as I could.
As a kid.
Yeah, like, well, I come from a Christian family. Uh-huh. Like, hardcore, with, like, my family's, like, lines of pastors.
Were you a good student?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I was a good test taker. I wouldn't say I was a good student.
Okay. You were smart. You had common sense.
I can kill a test. Mm-hmm. I probably can't do my homework.
Okay. So you're a good student, Christian family, raised, and then your fucking older cousin gets you high and just ruins your life? Or did he make it better?
I mean... I do tell people, don't smoke weed till college.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is a firm belief of mine now. There's a time and a place for everything. It's called college.
So if your son, like, starts smoking weed at, like, 13, 14,
you're getting his ass whooped.
Yeah?
And not even by me.
Are you gonna, like... Damn, that's crazy. But he knows? Does he know what you do, or...?
No, so my son's 3, so he doesn't know yet. But, like, I got to test this on my cousin. So I have a cousin who's 15 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And I got to test my theory on him in high school, which is, like, don't smoke weed, don't drink, don't do nothing. You got to be clean through high school.
Uh-huh.
When you get to college, you can do whatever you want. You know, he was student council president, went to USC, works for CBRE, has a beautiful girlfriend.
Fire.
Like,
sometimes I feel like if I didn't, like, because I started doing things young. Like, I was First of all, weed at like 13, but then I was doing like acid and ecstasy and K at like 15, you know, going to these like parties. So like real young, I was doing shit. I was like, yo, my brain probably got fucked during those times.
Rave culture's wild.
It was before like raves were raves though.
Yeah, but it was still. It
they
was,
were like moon tri parties.
Yeah, this is when it was starting though. Yeah. Like we
this
just
is where you like drive till you see the stack of rocks and then make a right and then you'll see glow sticks, make a left and then keep driving. Then you'll see another stack of rocks, turn right and then you'll see the fucking just drive for a couple miles and then you'll hear the music. No internet, no like addresses. Just this is where we're partying.
Yeah, Hawaii, there was like country parties and then there was one spot in town that was all black with no signage that threw fucking just. Wild parties
in Hawaii is crazy.
It's insane when you think about like now that I'm older, how small it is. Yo, everybody knows what you're doing. There's no hiding.
You think you're slick.
You got 300 kids outside chugging Red Bull and vodka.
When you're a kid, you think you're smarter than everyone else, and then you're like, nah, fool. We live that life. I know what you're doing. Yeah, like, come on.
You stupid as fuck.
Come on, bro. Be smarter about it. We weren't that dumb. Although we think we weren't that dumb. So what was little Barney? What did little Barney want to be when you were in school before you started smoking weed?
I've been saying the same thing for my whole childhood, which I don't say anymore, which is I wanted to be rich.
Rich, but how?
I did not care if you wanted me to do clean the floors, scrub the ground, buy cars,
you
sell
like,
cars.
I'm gonna be a fireman or I'm gonna be a fucking baseball player.
No, I found out pretty young I wasn't very talented.
Did you play sports?
Yeah, all of them, and she I sucks? Was like just under all-star on everything. Mm. We're like, I could play, but
you
like,
were good, not great.
Yeah, they weren't gonna let me on the All-Star
See,
team.
You remember all your L's, bro. That's crazy.
All of them. I can tell you which kid beat me for like my second base spot. I can tell you which kid, like all of it.
Damn.
All of it.
So you were good, but you weren't like.
Yeah, like for me, I wasn't as good as Chris Ho. Chris Ho could ball.
Damn, not calling him out by his government. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Dog, I'll do that all day. Chris Ho lives a great life. He teaches kids how to play basketball and play sports now.
Yeah.
When so they're being good people. You know
so you're
what
like,
mean?
I just want to be rich.
I just want to be rich.
And then did you learn that through cannabis? Like, when did cannabis start becoming your, like, paycheck?
So the problem was, is once I got really serious into weed, like, college, high school days, I stopped wanting money. Weed changed me completely in that sense.
What do you mean?
Like, how everybody was, like, getting into trapping to go make money and go stack. Like, I wasn't. I was just doing it so I could smoke more fire.
You just wanted better weed and not have to pay for it.
Yeah, and like I found out how expensive weed could get when I got to California. I got into the Kush scene. Mm-hmm. So like I was spending.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that was vape culture. That was, you know what I mean? Like we were running like the little Vapor Brother boxes. So like you were running through herb.
Yeah. Wooden boxes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pre-LED, y'all.
Bro, I love this conversation. You're like bringing up shit that like are fucking lost thoughts. You're opening up all these memories in my shit. Yeah, the Vapor Bros. It was like this wooden box with like a mesh screen, and then you just put like the weed on it, and you would just like hit it like straight out the box. You would press the button, and it would just like vape it.
Yeah, you put the little hose on there.
Yeah. Oh, the big wooden box.
The little pencil box. You put the little hose on there. Like, yo, when I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I was just banging nose hits for like 4 days.
It's even though it's the same shit, it's the same canal. But
nah, because the suction thing, there's like a gap, right? I'm okay. Yeah.
So you're going.
Yeah, and I kept the mouth closed. I mean, this was like one of the biggest moments I ever had with my mom. Was like my mom helped me load my vaporizer.
You want to know something crazy? Those Vapor Brothers, that wooden box.
Uh-huh.
I smoked with the actual Vapor Brothers. At one of those moon tribe parties.
Of course you
did.
In the
desert in like 99 or 2000 or some shit, bro.
Just so we're on the same page. I know that you're cooler than me.
No, I'm just saying. It's just a memory that I fucking totally forgot about.
You, like...
I'm not trying
to... I've always been the custy, and I am fine with that, okay? I'm cool with it. I'll be a custy till I die. The only reason I'm not a custy right now is because I have children, and I'm not allowed to buy stupid things.
That's what's stupid that you buy?
What is stupid that I buy? Like now?
What would be considered a stupid purchase?
Oh,
Like glass?
Quick.
Toys?
Yeah, toys for sure. Car parts?
You're into cars?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Car parts would be a big problem.
You build cars?
I pay other people to build cars.
Okay.
Once again, I'm not very talented. I'm just good. You're right? Like, I understand what you're doing as you build the car, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Maybe you could. You just haven't applied yourself to
it. I don't know. I tried growing.
Yeah, but I get it. I'm not a grower either.
I couldn't do it. The consistency required to be great is really difficult.
It's I have ADD. I can't. And it's just like too time control. Like, I shout out all the growers. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. If it's one plant or 1,000 plants or a whole fucking mountainside, like, thank you. Because without you guys, I wouldn't be smoking. We wouldn't be getting high. None of this would be happening. So thanks. Just thank you. Thank you.
If you're a crappy grower, we're not talking to you.
No, look, crappy growers can turn into good growers.
No, crappy growers means that they're starting out with crappy intentions, not because you put out bad product.
No, but because when you start, I suck at golf when I first started, but yeah, as but I keep playing, I'm getting better.
But you didn't go into it being rooted at the field. What do they call it? At the course. That's the word I'm looking for.
I did what?
You weren't rooted at the course. Your intentions weren't bad to be like
I just wanted to have fun and get good.
Be respectful to all the things. Like, well, you weren't spraying poison. You weren't using autoflower.
Growers, my bad.
I didn't say that.
What's wrong with autoflower?
It scares me.
Why?
I had bad experiences with autoflower in Hawaii.
But that's Hawaii.
I'm familiar, but like we have...
We just said Hawaii has bad weed because of the humidity.
It's hard. Not all weed is bad in Hawaii. We're getting better at it.
When was the last time you had autoflower? I'm not an advocate for autoflower. I just want to make a statement real quick.
Blueberry muffins, 2010.
Okay, 15 years ago. All right, in 15 years, they have really crossbred a lot and have some stable genetics now that they can produce some... Not the best weed, but it's for like the home grower, like autoflower... It's like easy, set and forget it, and anyone can do it. And
that's how
weed,
I learned.
The weed is better than it was 15 years ago. And what's actually interesting is I'm doing the autoflower. I'm posting the autoflower cup coming up in chill, Travis. I'm in May, and they have a rosin category, autoflower rosin.
I saw that. Isn't that just rosin?
It's autoflower rosin. It's rosin from using autoflower.
So rosin.
So it's not photo rosin.
This is like THCA rosin, right? Like,
I mean, is it all weed THCA? Like, are we gonna do that argument? Everything is THCA.
Travis, delete all that. We don't want any of that. I know this is live, so the rest of y'all just too bad. Don't talk about it.
What, autoflower?
Bro, THCA is a problem.
Yeah, I know. It's just like fucking the crazy loophole. I'm not a fan of it, but once you start talking about it, everyone jumps on your neck.
That's why I'm not. That thing is nuclear. It is radioactive.
Well, at least, you know, it's not like hemp and Delta 9 or Delta 8 shit and H8 and all that other, like, hemp weed that they're selling. It's actually weed that's considered THCA.
I'm fine with that, actually.
Yeah.
The smoke shop stuff's scary.
Yeah.
A lot.
The fake weed is different than, like, the THCA classified weed.
Yeah. I tried spice and salvia and all the other trends that went through, and that was bad.
I smoked that back of the High Times magazine. Remember when you could order, like, that K2 or that spice? I tried that shit. Shit was disgusting.
Bro, 10X K2? Nah, dude.
Mm-mm. It was horrible, dude.
I took bong rips of salvia out of this bong before.
Ew. How long have you had that?
22 years.
Fire.
This is a Roar, actually.
That's fire.
Just back before they made Roars look boring.
22 years is wild. I think I have, yeah. Because you started collecting glass at in college?
High school, college. Just like, high school, I didn't know I was collecting Chinese glass.
How many rigs have you broke, or bongs, pieces?
Oh, I mean, I broke a bunch for fun.
I know all about that.
So like, there was a time where we had like too many pieces, and like some of them had little cracks or they were seconds, and we didn't know what to do. So like we set it up like a beer pong table and threw marbles at it.
Just because?
Toxic.
That's crazy.
Toxic. I did lightsaber bongs once with 3-footers. But like that, I used to also run Pure Glass with two of my friends.
Okay.
So like we had a big warehouse full of bongs. Glass.
Yeah, so you could just.
And like when you grab the bongs, you remelt the glass down and you reuse it. So like it wasn't.
Waste.
It wasn't the same level of waste as for like a normal person.
Right.
Don't get wrong, we made terrible choices.
Yeah. No, I sometimes it's fun just to like break something, you know? When it's a bong, there's some satisfaction. Or like a rig or some shit.
Oh, I mean. I have a very, very expensive tube in my house that I really wanted to smash on the ground in front of someone. Just to make them hurt.
Yeah.
But I kept it. It's a nice piece of glass.
Yeah. I've had some heartbreaking glass pieces break. But some heartbreaking moments. But what I learned, and this is why I smoke blunts only now, is what I learned is, you know, glass breaks. And just, you know, you got to expect it. And once I had one of my, like, super expensive one of, like, heady rigs when I was a heady boy back in the hat days, one of my most expensive pieces broke. And I was like, bro, this is whack. Like, why am I just thousands of dollars just down the toilet. Like, for what? I'm just going to smoke a blunt. It's cheaper, and if I drop it, it's cool.
That's why I don't wear watches too often anymore. I left a really nice watch on the trunk of my car once.
Oof. Why? Why'd you take it off?
I really wanted a Slurpee, and it was hot in Hawaii. So I was sweaty, and I took off the watch, and I put it on the back of my car, and then I was like, yo, Coke Slurpee right now.
Oh.
Got into the whip, drove down the hill, took the first left turn, got my Slurpee, came back to the house, slid into the house, about to take a bong rip, and I was like, oh, fuck, where's my watch at? And like, bing, 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 bing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I don't even get in my car. I just run down the mountain.
Looking for the watch?
Find this pile of white ceramic Chanel.
Oh, just...
Just destroyed.
Damn.
I still have it in my house.
Damn.
And I had to call my wife and tell her that I had destroyed the nicest thing she ever bought me.
Damn.
And she's like, why would you do that? I was like, because I took too many bong rips and wanted a Slurpee.
Damn.
And she's like, how the fuck? And once again, y'all, I remember my L's, my bad.
Damn. Well, I mean,
that's a real one.
That's deep, though, because that's like something you're like, you know, that's something your lady got you. So it meant more. It had more value to it than just a piece of just watch.
So, you know, that's my slow the fuck down watch.
Yeah.
That's why I try and move a little bit more carefully now.
Let's calculate my plays a little more.
Just a little bit.
What'd you smoke? What bong load did you take? Because I see you got a lot of weed in front of you, too, dude.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't want that to smoke that well.
Which one?
The XJ?
Oh, yeah, it was good, huh?
I did not want it to be that good.
Yeah.
So, I have this joke that I make, which is like, yo, if all the really, really big guys learn how to grow weed again at scale, everybody dies. And I'm excited for it. Like, the fact that Ted is putting out flower like that again.
No, yeah, that's really good.
Y'all better be ready, that man. Don't play. Yeah. What should we do next? I don't know if I can do the OG, bro. I'm going to get quiet if I do that first. We're going lemon poppers.
Do the lemon. You could do the Be Easy Bud.
Oh, no. Yeah, we got to go Be Easy.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, we got
to go. Uh-oh. We're going to get Barney's. Is this your first time seeing his weed?
In the recreational market.
I love how you're like so passionate about weed, too, and you really care about the flower and making sure people smoke good weed.
I mean, I think that is not what I thought that was going to be in there.
I don't even know if that's good or bad.
That was not what I thought was going to be in there. My issue with the weed market right now is that, like, everyone just needs to find the best thing for what they like. I don't want you to always smoke, you know what I mean, the flower that I sell or somebody else's. Like, you don't need to smoke expensive weed all the time. But, like, there is something better out there than whatever you probably are smoking if you tried harder to find it.
Also, the most expensive weed isn't always the best weed.
No, dear God,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I just want to clear that, too, because people think just because it's the most expensive, it should be the best, but that's not true.
It's not a bad guide, though.
Huh? As a salesman, yes, I'll sell you the most shit, but as a consumer, like, I'm going to show you, like, what I smoke that's very affordable.
But as a consumer, if you're going to another state or another country that you've never been to and you're going to smoke, which one are you going to go buy? You're going to buy one of the more expensive ones because you want to at least have hope that it's the best one.
No, I'm
it gives you a qualifier.
Depending on my knowledge, I'm going to see what it is, but then I will ask what their favorite is because they know. Because they're there all the time.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm at least buying one from the top.
I'm one of those guys that I'm like, what is like good? When I go to a restaurant, I'll ask the waiter, like, what is good here? Like,
that's not the same.
That's the same as going to a bartender and be like, what's your favorite here?
Then they're gonna be like, in what price range? And you're gonna be like, oh, well, you know, the middle
with
shelf.
With me, I just show them, like, they'd be like, what are you smoking? I show them the LOG always. This is the first one I go to, my weed, right? And then some people love OG or they don't. And then I'll show them something else, like at a 50 range. I won't show them an 80 range.
As a good part of the rec, I don't bring weed into the stores. You know, I leave it on the outside just to make sure that, you know, I'm following all the rules. But no. I disagree. I think you're lying.
About what?
There's no way. Like, if you're in a foreign place and you're going to go buy something, you're going to ask her what the best stuff is. And, like, usually it's the most expensive.
Not true. When I was in Barcelona recently, I went to the coffee shop to smoke some weed, and they had all the fucking weed listed, and the weed I wanted was the cheapest because it was the haze, and all the most expensive weed was all the California shit, the Z, so I went and got the haze, and that was the cheapest weed in there. What?
You think I'm going to fall for this, y'all? I'm not going to fall for this.
That's a true story.
I'm 1,000% it's a true story. But the reason you bought the Hades is because it's the only thing that you hadn't had access to previously in California. It had nothing to do with the price point. See? You see the smile, y'all? Don't be playing with me.
No, it's that.
Y'all
got to
understand. I've been studying Adam Mill for as long as y'all have been studying Adam Mill. He ain't getting through today, y'all.
What
we
do you mean?
Play.
It's not about me. It's about you.
I watched the Chimney interview. We're allowed to ask questions, too.
Yeah, you can. Shout out to Griff. He's a cool kid. When you smelt the Terps and Caicos, you said that's not what you were expecting it. What were you expecting?
I don't know. I wanted it to smell like coconuts and like, I don't know.
Oh, like more tropical and it's more candy?
I know it was. I should have known it was going to be candy. You know what I mean? I should have known.
Yeah.
But like, I just, for some reason, I wanted it to smell like a Hawaiian Tropics model.
Some Maui Wowie.
You know what I mean? Just something a little different, something a little gross even. Something that, like, would age badly so, like, I could make fun of how it smells right now. But, like, this aged fine. It looks great. It smells great. It's dark purple. I can't even tell if it's old.
It's candy.
It's candy.
Yeah. It's dark purple. Is it? Dump it out. Let me see. It's all right.
The blue bag helped it. You take that out of the bag, it's not as helpful. We should put that back in there.
Yeah, you should.
Them blue tones help for sure. You don't really realize, but whoever's on that packaging team, I need to.
There's no windows.
No, but the blue.
Oh, it makes it look. It gives it a little hue.
Yo.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yo.
A little packaging 101.
Yo, I'm learning a lot opening other people's stuff today.
Yeah, dude. That's how we do it.
Dude, learning on the show right now. Yo, like, that's not something I can smoke yet either.
Well, that's why I love buttending right now, is because, like, I'm on the front line of actual, like, the actual industry, and I see what the average consumer, not, like, I know we're in, like, a super niche community, and, like, we smoke what we like, but, like, the average consumer that comes in, I get to see how they're shopping and what they're looking for.
Oh, I miss it. It's like the other day when I came to visit you, I miss it. Yeah. I miss talking to regular people. I miss understanding, like, the real trials and tribulations of smoking weed.
Yeah.
Because, like, as you said, dude, I'm a little distorted. Like, I don't really budget for weed anymore.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you had to think about your weed budget?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't anymore.
I just...
But, like, for a good portion of my life, that was, like, the number one thing I had to think of, right? Like, it was rent, weed, food. Had to pay that rent. You ain't trying to go homeless, y'all. Pay your bills.
Right. You had your priorities right.
But
weed before food.
Oh, for sure. You can make money off weed. You can't make money off eating.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't really eat cereal anymore, but Lucky Charms all day.
You don't eat cereal?
Nah.
But you like Lucky Charms?
No, Lucky Charms are fire.
Have you had chocolate Lucky Charms?
It sounds disgusting. I think I had it once, and like it just sounds like the worst thing ever.
They're so delicious.
It can't be.
You don't like chocolate?
I do like chocolate, but like chocolate mixed with things that are already perfect. Like, it's like
better.
Dumb and Dumber-er. You don't need to do it twice.
It enhances
it. You ain't beating Jim Carrey on nothing.
What's your Taco Bell order?
3 crunchy tacos. I'm ordering my wife's food already. Not even for me. That's crazy. Yo, I just ordered my wife's meal instant.
I love that, but you guys have that shit down, though.
Like, I went up to the window right now for her. That's wild. No, I am Doritos Locos Tacos, but they got rid of the Flamin' Hot ones, which they used to have, which were fire. But I'm for sure all day. Doritos Locos, normal, the crunchy ones, because the flavored ones are softer than
those,
the normal crunchy.
Those shells don't break down. Like,
see, that's
super
the whole part
easy.
Is I love. So I'm next to, like, the really fire Taco Bell. I have, like, the Tester
the
Taco
HQ?
Bell. Yeah, the Irvine one.
Irvine? Oh, I drove there for the tajin drop that they did.
So I'm next to that. So
that's
like,
fire.
I have the best Taco Bell, and I also have the best In-N-Out, because people don't know that's also the corporate HQ In-N-Out.
So you get all, like, the exclusive, like, drops and shit?
Yeah.
Did you try their gelato ice cream?
Yeah, everything that
or
comes
the Baja
out.
Blast
for,
gelato?
Yeah, everything that comes out, I go get it.
Man, I'm coming over, bro. What
Do
the
it.
Fuck?
Run that.
I made a special trip to that Irvine Taco Bell just for the tajin drop that they did, because they had tajin tacos and tajin, like, icy. They had, like, a whole bunch of tajin drops.
Yeah, we left the valley to go to Irvine. That's what Asians do when they have kids.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
I'm just saying. But no, I mean,
are you Baja Blast? Do you get them?
No. Raspberry iced tea, and it's the only place in the world I'll drink a raspberry iced tea. Exactly. I think raspberry tea is disgusting, except for when I'm at Taco Bell and it reminds me of being 14 and smoking weed outside of the Taco Bell in Coco Marina. Yeah, you're...
Ugh.
I don't know. My friends liked raspberry tea when I was a kid. I tried to fit in.
What about, like, What about... That's why you like raspberry iced tea?
Yeah.
Because a friend liked it?
Yeah, for sure.
And you still drink them because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just like them because the cool kids were drinking them.
For sure.
I wanted to be cool.
Okay, let's talk about this. Okay, we're going to try and make fun of me. Everyone does everything to look cool. The reason I started smoking weed was because the cool kids did it. And then I found out it was awesome.
Did the cool kids do it? Or did you know
I'm
about weed
Hawaii.
Before your cousins
yeah,
spoke you
this up? Yeah, it's Hawaii, right? Like, we smoke. Like,
okay.
Everybody.
It's just, like, open. It's regular.
Yeah, like, I mean, uncles smoke weed at the right. beach before they go surfing, whatever it is, but, like.
Right. So the cool people were, like, smoking, and you're like, yo, I want to be cool, too?
Yeah, for sure. Bro, what do you think I got into bongs for? Seriously, why do you think I got the stupid watch on? Like, I like the cool people.
You are cool, though.
I know, but, like, you know, it's nice to, everybody's like, oh, this is stupid. Like, why do you buy nice shoes? Why do you do this? I was like, because I don't want to have to explain to people that I'm cool. I would much rather just, like, make cool friends and meet cool people. And, like, part of that is being, you know, within the realm of things they like as well.
Do you have cool shoes?
I mean, I
wear
like Kobe's.
Aren't you, like, a big Kobe?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that rocks Kobe's as hard as you.
I don't know if I have cool shoes, but I definitely got cool-ass
like,
Kobe's.
No one's like, I got Kobe's on. It's always something else, but you just, like, have Kobe's. 47 pairs of Kobe's.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
You like them that much?
I love them.
Yeah.
And this is before, like, I didn't even get into basketball shoes, really. I was into skateboard shoes for my whole youth because I skated.
What, like DC, DVS?
Yeah, DC, CVS. I mean, I was a big ESNS guy. I was a big Globe guy, actually, Chet Forrest.
Okay.
The shoe that didn't have the tongue on it.
Yeah. The Globes were like the big bulky ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I still have a pair. I have a pair right now.
Can't believe how big of shoes we used to wear as kids, bro. Probably looked like clown feet.
I mean, I can't make fun. I'm wearing, like, wrestling boots right now, basically.
Are those Kobe's?
Yeah. Kobe 9 high tops, unlaced, tongue out.
It's the Kobe's wrestling, WWE version.
So when Kobe tore his Achilles, he needed like a recovery boot. So this was his shoe that he wore the year after he tore his Achilles.
So he created a shoe just for that.
So like, for me, in the same time frame of when Kobe tore his Achilles, I broke my femur. So I had to go through a crazy rehab, and this is the shoe I started getting into.
How'd you break your femur?
Skateboarding.
Ow. What'd you do?
I used to be a pretty competitive downhill skateboarder. So, like, you go real fast, you wear the gloves, and you slide and all that stuff.
In Hawaii?
Hawaii, California, wherever I was.
Like, the downhill, like those speed skaters, those fools with the longboards?
Yeah.
You did that shit competitive?
Yeah, it was fun.
What? Were you, like, sponsored and shit?
Nah, like, because, like, you have to, as I said, I was good, not great.
Damn.
So, like, I could go. You know what I mean? I could do all the things, but I couldn't look cool while I did the tricks. It looked like I was really suffering to get them done.
Okay. Like, you know, like, you're trying to do
it. Yeah, people are like flowing, and I'm just like,
you didn't have the swag.
No, I got to make the ugly face. You know what I mean?
You didn't have that the cool factor.
Yeah, it's not.
I got you.
That's not a thing for me, sadly.
You are cool.
It's cool though. I'm hard work cool. You know what I mean? I'm cool because I try to be. I'm nice because I try to be.
So you're downhill skateboarding,
and my dog comes out of the woods.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Were you by yourself or were you?
It was like 6 a.m. before work.
So you just it wasn't like. At a competition, you're just doing this just because you wanted to do it.
Yeah, this is after I'd stopped skating. I was like a professional.
Oh my God.
And I was just like,
I'm gonna try this.
I'm gonna go run this little tiny little hill. And my dog came out of nowhere, had never seen me go that fast on a skateboard, and tackled me off the board.
And you just fell.
It looked like if you watch football, DeSean Jackson, every time he used to score a touchdown, he'd jump at, like, the 3-yard line and go in this big rainbow.
Yeah.
That's what I looked like. So, like, I tried to, like, jump over my dog. It didn't work.
And the momentum just...
And the momentum just had landed perfectly in the little corner of my left hip. So I broke the ball off my femur. If you guys aren't familiar, femur is the largest bone in your body. Almost impossible to break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how...
If you break your femur the wrong way, you cut your femoral artery and you die.
And you're... Full speed at this moment? Like going
No, down. I mean, I was probably going 25, maybe.
Oh, man, dude. Well, I'm glad everything's okay now.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment.
Yeah. Have you downhill boarded ever since?
No, like, I won't even hit a parking structure.
No. Do you get on board still?
I do.
Do you, like, kick push?
I only started again because of my son.
Okay.
My wife wants me to teach my son all the things that I know how to do. So, like, after my hip, I hadn't snowboarded for a lot of years. I went snowboarding again. I started skateboarding again. I started riding bikes again and doing BMX again. Like, all the fun things when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But
now you get to relive them.
I only need to be good enough to teach him how to do it to, like, 7 or 8 years old. Then I'm out.
Make him great.
Yeah, I'm not
You're
trying
like,
to get
I was
hurt.
Good. You need to be great.
Nah, just, you know what I mean? Don't have to learn by yourself.
Right. Oh, why? Did you have to learn by yourself? Did you have any siblings?
Nah, only child.
What? That's why you were trying to be cool with everyone.
Yeah,
you
had, like, dude, no I need one. Friends, bro. I'm trying to hang out.
Damn.
People trying to hang out? I don't know. Am I the only person that admits that they wanted to do stuff to be cool with other people?
No. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, especially in L.A. now, there's just a lot of, like, phony friendships just for, like, transactional friendships or just, like, clout friendships. You know? Oh, I like how you're opening all of them right now. Just to check them out. Usually people...
Oh,
like
we're
it.
Smoking all of them, bro. Yeah, what like are you talking it. About?
Did you smoke the terps?
No, so I know. I...
what?
My mic died, or my headphones died for a second.
Are they? Did you unplug it? You're good.
Yo.
So he's opening up the lemon poppers now.
Okay.
How's that one?
Nice.
That's one of my favorite super dope strains. Let me see it. Uh-oh, it's the same?
Never.
What's that one? Wait, I think I smoked this one.
Gelinid. But Green
no,
Dog's
I had
Gelinid.
Something else. I had something else. It looked like this bag. It was like a Star Fox.
Ooh, Star Killer.
Star Killer?
Fantastic.
Is that something?
Yeah.
It's like a sativa term?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a, because I know this bag, but it was something, it was Star something. Star,
yeah, you have the Star Killer one, but it no, really this good. Is, yeah, we got good weed. I'm telling you, Green Dog, shout out.
It was really good. I'm not familiar, baby. I don't see Green Dog in a lot of places.
Yo, we're trying to find people that, you know what I mean, mess with us. The industry's in a bad place right now. So, like, if you want to work with people who want to work with you.
How do you feel about, what do you mean it's in a bad place?
It's, you know, taxes are high. Fuck. Everything's expensive. Tariffs are coming. Packaging's going to get more expensive.
Oh, tariffs for... Because everyone got China packaging, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, does that mean the weed price is going to go up? Because all the toys sure. that they add is going to be more money now?
Everything's going to cost more.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
For sure.
But the weed is, like, grown here, so why would there be tariffs on it? Just the packaging?
Yeah,
just get it straight from packaging. The farmer, then. I need farmer's market vibes. How do you like the weed events now? Because you've been to the weed events for a minute. I mean, you were out there with your hat out mm-hmm. at the crowd, so you've seen... The evolution.
I think it's a hard game to play because there's a lot of risk in throwing events. Someone getting sick, someone passing out, someone getting into a fight, all these things, you know what I mean? But there's risk. So, like, to make enough money to mitigate that risk is kind of hard. You got to have a lot of people. And, like, once you get into a lot of people, then you got to get people to pay for a large venue. You got to get back all into those things. So, I think the thing that's missing is most people smoke at home now. Right, like most people smoke alone now, mm-hmm. their vape pen or whatever it is. But like, I didn't smoke alone very often back in the day. I was with the homies as much as I could be. Garages, backyards, fucking skate parks, whatever it was. But like, the social aspect of cannabis is starting to slip.
Yeah, 100%.
So like, trying to get small sessions and where you're going to get people, you know, 40, 60, 80 people to meet in the back of a gas station.
Why gas station?
I don't know. That's old Secret Sesh vibes, dog. Stop it.
Gas station?
Bro, it's like a tire shop or something.
No, we were... you talking about the Silica shop?
Dude,
the parking lot?
Yeah, it was like this... Like it was on like the corner across the street from... I don't know, Ralph's or something. I also could blend some of the Secret Seshes into like taco seshes into like a lot of those things. Because like I went to a bunch of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Full custody, y'all.
No, yeah. The seshes that I did were at houses... or at the end 333, the club. But then we had like, we did a couple shops, like parking lot shops and shit. But yeah,
there's too many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The valley was cracking.
I think I've hosted the most cannabis events in the world.
Oh, should we call Guinness?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Can we do that?
I don't know, but
sure I have. Chat, can we call Guinness? Can y'all make that happen?
No, we can't. They don't recognize that shit. Damn, it costs
okay, so
G's to
chat.
Get
can we get a GoFundMe started and then can we get into Guinness?
How? They
yo,
don't. They
yo,
don't
can
honor
we
cannabis.
Make the steps
though.
Here. Can we do this?
Guinness doesn't honor cannabis, dude. You know, there's cannabis still has a negative. Bro, I just got deleted my account, fucking a couple weeks ago.
Did you break the rules?
I didn't post anything. I didn't post in the past.
I mean, you posted a lot of shit in the past.
I'm saying on this account, on that Adam Hill account or whatever account it was.
I'm just saying, like, they're, you know, they're like triple flagging you now.
Yeah, I know. It's a,
like,
it's whack.
Are you starting it from the same phone?
Yeah, they're all on the same phone.
Yeah, you should have like someone started from a different phone and then give you the codes.
We've tried that.
I'm just saying, you gotta try everything all at once.
I have. I've tried a lot. I just hate that social media is like, a necessary evil that we need for what we do.
You know? Just tried to put this in the mic.
That's fire. We should make a mic bomb. I had one, dude. But yeah, social media is kind of whack.
We need it. I love social media.
Yeah.
I enjoy the challenges and the constraints that come with it. Because, like, let's tell the truth.
I feel like social media also takes away from a lot of personal interaction and a lot of real life experiences.
Yeah, but that's a choice thing. Right? Like, the opportunity to go out and hang out with your friends is still there. The opportunity to make friends across the world wasn't there before.
Yeah, but it's not like, yes, online relationships are great, but real life interactions are way better. That's why I like weed events. I love them so much, is those real life experiences and seeing people in real life and being able to share a moment.
Yeah, but a lot of, I don't know.
The dispensary. You're like, I just miss the people interaction.
I do, but I also can't discount all the people that are learning from being able to see all this content, being able to, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the online piece is still so important to other people. Like,
that's why I say it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, like, but I'm really good in public. I like that, right? Like, yeah. I like being around people. So do you. Some people don't.
Yeah.
Right? Like, some people just like sitting at the house, not doing nothing.
Yeah. That's okay, too.
Shout out to those people.
I like to sit at the house and do nothing sometimes, too.
I'm turning into one of those people. So I'm starting to respect to show them love.
Just,
you know,
chill
what I mean?
With the dogs. What are you watching? Do you watch TV or movies?
I watch whatever my wife's watching.
So is it like
We're watching trashy Netflix shows.
Okay.
We just finished The Millionaire.
Okay.
And then, you know, we go back and forth from Love is Blind.
Okay.
All the really trashy bad stuff.
Well, yeah, I got married. I understand.
It's
Love on the Spectrum. And
so she doesn't do Love on the Spectrum.
No. Oh, that's a great one.
That's what everybody says. They give me that same face, yeah, too. They give me that same, like,
oh. How about Down with Love?
No, she don't do none of those. That's a down. Yeah, she ain't.
How about Little People?
No. Nope. Mm-mm. Wifey stays pretty regularly with it. Just normal, trashy, bad internet people trying to find love on the
right
on the same group of 17, 30 people.
And Temptation Island and
dude, Love is Blind is spectacular. If y'all haven't seen Love is Blind, you should watch it. That show is amazing. There is so much trauma in that show. It is. You won't fight with anybody at work if you watch Love is Blind.
No, it's crazy. So that's cool.
Yo, I'm high.
And you enjoy those shows too, watching them with her?
I mean, I think so, actually. I mean, I don't think I want to,
like... It's like a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I mean, it's also like, you know, if you ain't got nothing else to watch, you know what I mean? If that's all you get for television, it's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome, right? Like, you know what I mean? I'm stuck there. I'll fall in love with it eventually just because, like, this is what we do.
What are you listening to?
Right now, whatever this is.
No, like... in the car, what do you have? Like, what do you listen to music-wise? Do you listen to shit or you listen to podcasts?
I'm pretty silent in the car.
Shut up.
I'm pretty full psychopath on that one. I got cash from you, can tell you.
No, I believe it. I had a guest before that said he doesn't drive with any music. He just listens to his engine the whole time.
I drive a Tesla, so that's probably even weirder.
No, that's like a silent ride, bro. What?
Really? Yeah. So I'm on the phone a lot.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's not too often that I don't have to make calls in my car. So, like, the gaps in between when I'm not on a phone call, like, I'm trying to think of what I was supposed to do on that phone call or on the next phone call. Yeah, like,
that's crazy.
I still listen to music, but, like, very much in spurts. But, like, if you're in my car for a six-hour drive, like, you have to remind me to put music on.
Or we can just have intelligent conversations.
That's my life.
Talk about some conspiracies.
Yo, I was hoping you weren't going to go to this, but okay, let's run it.
What happened?
I'm not really a conspiracy person.
No? You don't think there's, like, I don't want to say conspiracies. I'm about, like, because conspiracies mean it's fake and it's not real, but, like, all these theories out there. You think we're the only living species in the planet, in the world, in the galaxy?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah?
That makes it much easier for me mentally.
You don't think there's portals anywhere?
No.
If there was a portal that just appeared, would you go into it?
No.
No?
I have a family. Now, if the world is crumbling and all I have, the only choice I have is to go through the portal, let's run through the portal. Would you want me to just test the portal?
I just asked a question, bro.
Like, nah, dude, I will for sure. We can.
But how often do you see a portal? Like, what if it's your sign? What if it's like, yo, this is your chance?
There's no chance on cross green earth. There's no interest for me. There's no, like, mystical land. I'm also a dude who thinks his bucket list is completed. Finished. Nothing left.
You think Elon Musk is a real human or is he an alien?
I'm going real human.
All right. have a theory about him.
I mean, are you going like lizard people theory or which one are you going?
I just think he was like... What happened, Travis?
Let's go with your
Dogecoin to the moon, bro. I just think he knows that this planet has all the resources he needs to get back to where he needs to go to because he got kicked out of whatever planet he's at.
He could have done that 5 years ago.
No, he's doing it right now. He's building all the tech. He's bringing all the technology here. He's flying a shitload of rockets to make sure they can fucking go. And then once he's going out, he created a currency, bro. Doge to the moon. He's out here, bro. He's trying to get out of here. Fool's wild, dude. Now he's in the government, so he's even has more control on shit. I talked about it before. We don't need to go super deep.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I'm.
What's your favorite Red Bull flavor?
I don't drink Red Bull.
What? You only drink water?
I do drink a shit ton of water.
What's your favorite water? Are you like alkaline, reverse osmosis, double?
No, so I think reverse osmosis is just like water with nothing in it.
Okay.
Right? 0 parts per million. There's nothing good. There's nothing bad in it. It's just like, you know what I mean? Soulless water. It's like boiled chicken breast. And then what's next? Alkaline water. That's just like electrocuted toilet water.
Electrocuted toilet water.
Yeah, it's just like the stuff you would grab from before you would flush.
Why? Because it has all the minerals in it?
No, because they're not claiming minerals. They're claiming alkaline. They're just grabbing tap water. They're filtering it through some cheap filtration system and then zapping it with electricity to make it go to the alkaline level that they want it to.
Okay. So you're doing like glacier water?
I'm a mountain spring guy, unless okay. I'm in Hawaii or I can get something, you know, like volcanically filtered. But since I've been so into water, I've learned how everyone has a problem with every water.
There's water connoisseurs.
Oh, there's so
water
many.
Sommeliers.
Water haters.
Like Dasani?
You know, nobody knows. Like, if whatever one you think you like, someone's going to message you and be like, did you know that they have this, 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 and this, and that? No matter which one. Mountain Valley, all of them.
Saratoga.
All of it. Someone's going to message you and be like, did you know that 25 years ago there was an oil leak 35 miles north and now there's all these contaminants in the water that they can't test for? Yo, he just pulled a Red Bull out. Somebody get him a hat. What flavor is that?
It's a new flavor. It's like a floral squirt. It's grapefruit blossom.
It sounds delicious, but like don't you die from drinking that stuff?
I don't know. I drink them all the time. When it's my time, it's God's plan. If it's my time, it's my time. I can't control
it. Are we allowed to say God's plan in LA?
You can say whatever you want.
I'm just wondering.
Why? Just because it's a Drake thing?
Because
he made a song. I thought God's plan was like something everyone said.
I think so too, but like, you know what I mean? I thought we were boycotting Drake, so I've been going hard.
Uhtred said it too. In The Last Kingdom.
I know that was English, but nothing came through.
It's nothing. You're good. All right, let me ask you this. If you could have any superhero power, what would it be?
Control time?
Ooh. Like pause it or just like
all of it.
Rewind fast.
Yeah, like
forward.
Dr. Strange style.
Okay.
Go back and forth, pause it, move around.
And just make those L's, W's?
I mean, more just, you know what I mean? Like trying to fix a couple things. I'll admit it. I ain't gonna lie. That might speak back to my personality a little bit. But also, like, you know, just being able to see the past. Like watching the first plane fly, people must have been geeked. And people must have been losing it.
Do you think the first moon landing was real?
That one's hard for me.
Yeah, but you're not into conspiracies, right?
Nah, so I try not even to look into it because I know if I look into it, I'll probably go on one side or the other. So I just ignore it.
Okay.
I know
ignorance is bliss, right?
1000%.
Yeah.
I know I don't know, and I would prefer not to.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if I could be one of those, like, untouched communities in Papua New Guinea where, like, I didn't know anything about anything.
Really?
That'd be rad.
And just eat like raw animals.
Yo, and
just
drink chill
their
and kick it and do the things. Like, what?
Just survive on the land?
Yeah,
that's
like
it?
That's.
No responsibilities
know.
Except survival?
Oh my God.
I don't think I could do that. I'm a fucking valley boy, bro. Live on a cul-de-sac. Like, I can't freaking hunt and kill.
I mean, I'm like that now, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but now, I mean, if it comes to like, if it the world ever comes to that, like the survival instincts, I don't know if I'm ready for that, bro. We don't train. I know like people are can survive in the wilderness for hours. I can't do shit, bro. I'd probably stress and panic and then just.
Oh, I know my three friends that I'm calling and we're chilling.
Yeah, think about your three friends and how many people think of them. Like, I know my boys that can that I would hit up, but I'm like, yo, you probably have 400 people that are going to hit you up if the world goes to end.
No, but I'm high ranking in that friend group. You know what I mean?
You're cool enough.
Yeah,
I'm up there. You drank enough raspberry iced tea.
Yeah, that's like my, that's the high up one, bro. But yeah, like my homie who has like land in the middle of nowhere for no reason, you call that friend. The one who like custom builds all of his off-road trucks.
Damn.
That's the friend you call.
Yeah.
You know, he works on horses for a living.
Got his whole irrigation system down.
Yeah, he's just
water
he's,
from the spring river, and you can just drink it straight.
Yeah, he's just not, you know, he's not regular. But, like, I love that. Crazy people are the best. Like, if your friends are exactly like you, terrible group of friends.
Yeah.
Like, your friends should be so different. I'm gonna smoke more.
I am different.
Are yeah. We're I don't friends. Know anybody like you. Thank you. I don't have another friend like you.
We're friends.
You hear that, y'all? I'm friends with Adam Mill.
All right, let me ask you
Make
this.
Make that a shirt.
Let me ask you this. If you could have, like, a dinner, hang out, like, a dinner with three people, dead or alive, any no family.
Ooh, rough. Okay, that takes out my whole plan.
Yeah, 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 because I want people to relate. I know family is always going to be first, but, like, nonfiction, fiction, characters, whatever, anybody, anything. Any type of person.
Damn.
Dinner and sex.
I've always had the same answer for this, so that's rough for me. And I changed it a little bit, but it always is rooted around my father because I can't smoke weed with him yet.
I respect that.
Damn. So I would, like, I can't say Kobe because I don't think he'd be fun to smoke weed with.
What?
I look up to Kobe greatly, but I want to go to work with Kobe. I don't want to, like,
yeah,
get him
high.
Yeah,
but you're having dinner.
Have
he don't even smoke.
Me.
He'll just be conversation. You're chilling.
You could. Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah,
that's
fire.
I'd probably go Roy Disney.
What shoes are you going to wear when with Kobe?
Oh, my 9 white high tops I still have never worn.
Okay. Okay, my bad. Who was the next one?
Ready, dog. Come at me. I'm ready. Next one is Roy Disney.
Okay.
Walt Disney's brother.
Why Roy and not Walt?
Roy was like the businessman behind it all.
Okay.
And, like, you know, built Walt Disney World for his brother, like, finished it off and did all the things.
Walt
like,
was, like, the creative and...
Yeah.
Rob was the...
Roy was, like, the, Roy. Like, he put it all together.
The
Look
execution.
Up Roy Disney, y'all.
Yeah.
That one's pretty dope to me.
Kobe,
and then,
Roy.
To be honest, my last one, this is a fresh one I'd probably add on, is Tupac.
What?
I got questions.
For Pac?
I got questions, dog.
You think he's still alive?
That's one of my questions, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if he's with you, like, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, yo, so then when did you die?
Yeah.
Do you live next door to me?
Why, you think he lives in your neighborhood?
I don't think so, but, like, he could.
I heard he lives in Cuba.
Come on. He gotta do better than that.
What?
Cuba's dope, but, like, you gotta go somewhere real weird if you're gonna be Tupac. Like,
Cuba's not weird? It used to be a communist country.
Aren't they still?
No, I thought, I mean, we could travel there, can't we?
The travel embargo's there, but, like, I think I'm not even going to get into the politics thing. I avoid that, like, the plague once again. Nope, me. Nope, not talking about it.
Okay.
Easier that way.
Yeah.
I got no opinions.
So, I don't know. Do you think he's dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
Okay.
But, like, I also got questions. Like, were you an actor?
Yeah, he was.
Is that whole thing a fraud? Were you ever a gangster?
He was a studio rapper.
So, I got all kinds of questions. I like you a lot, bro. Music spoke to me. It was very important to my upbringing and my childhood. Then I was told things that made me feel uncomfortable.
Damn. He used to be a backup dancer for the Humpty Dance.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of information
Digital
out there.
Underground.
Which is gangster. I'm not going to lie. Digital Underground is, you know what I mean? Like, you can't make me think that, like, the funk vibes weren't gangster as fuck back then. Because they were. I seen George Clinton.
I mean, they said Sexy Red is a CIA agent. Did you see that? New claim. So maybe they have rappers that are in the industry, like, getting information to bring back.
Oh, yeah, informants are a thing.
Yeah.
Snitches are everywhere.
Yeah.
But Sexy Red?
Did you see that latest report? It's crazy. Makes
no.
you wonder.
I don't read these things.
I wonder if Tupac knew too much, and that's why they made him leave the lifestyle he was living.
As I said, Tupac's on there just so I can ask questions.
Damn. That's cool, because...
I think Kobe would be on my side asking those questions. You know what I mean? I think he'd be with me. And Roy would be looking at us like, wait, what is going on? I was like, yo, Roy, give me a minute. Like, why? Because like, if he answers these questions the wrong way, we're going to tell him to leave dinner. But like, if it's the most smooth, eloquent thing in the world,
so
then I'm down.
You're going to be out here questioning Tupac, and Roy Disney's just going to be there like...
And then I just go, wait, I got some time, bro. Like, this is my dream dinner. You know what I mean? We're going appetizers in a mouge bouge. We're getting people out.
I'm living this life.
But Roy Disney, bro, that's a high one for me.
That's fire.
What else we got? And I see you looking at your phones with your questions. This scares me, y'all.
Why?
I've never been, like, one-on-one.
You haven't done a show? You've been on podcasts and shit.
I have, but I go on, like, the group one. Where there's other people there.
It's never been about Barney?
No.
So, okay. I mean, I'm just having conversation. I'm just looking at some of my shit. That's all.
I like it, though.
But, when did you start making the money with weed? Like, when did that start becoming a profession?
I mean, profession, I guess 2018.
When it went legal?
Yeah.
Good answer. But, like, in college, were you, like, hooking your friends up? Did you have access to the weed and, like, helping your friends out? Yeah. I mean, that's how I started. You know, I bought an eighth, sold 3 grams, kept the half, and smoked it all with my friends, and then turns into ounces, and then pounds, and then...
So I never did the eighth climb up like everybody else did. I just bought the ounce. Like, I'm not going to act like I didn't have $300 at some point from having a job or other things, you know what I mean? But, like, for me, my only time it was really helpful and successful was when I figured out that I could get, you know what I mean, make 4 QP sales off of the pound.
Okay.
That was my lick. I found 4 homies that wanted to like get into it, and like I would hook them up with QPs.
So you would get the bulk.
Yep.
And then break it down. So you were always out there.
Yeah, and that was like, and I had to get too big, right? You know what I mean?
You were doing the grams and the dimes. You were doing the QPs.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Damn.
And like when I was in college, it was just because like, you know, we built a good network pretty quickly. So, like, I would do the, you know, grams and eighth things to the homies when I first get to school. And then, like, you know, a couple weeks in, everybody's like, yo, like, I got some friends. And I'm like, yo, go make money. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to meet these people. Like, this is a lot of work. I'm trying to go hang out with my girlfriend.
Yeah, it is.
Shout out my wife. Yeah, I think I've been with my wife as long as you've been with yours.
Yeah.
Forever.
So a lot of the so you were your wife kind of helped you stay guided to make that money.
She likes expensive things that I can't afford, and like she brings them up a lot. So like I work hard and try and get her at least like, you know, one of the 100 things that she asks for every decade.
Yeah,
and like it's okay. I got lucky. My wife's pretty good at making money. So like most of the things she wants, she buys for herself and just doesn't offer very much money for dinner. But, like, I don't have to buy her a $3,000 purse. Run that deal.
I'll just take you out to good dinners.
Yeah, you want to eat well? I'm ready. Yeah. You want me to buy you a $5,000 bag? I will have an absolute breakdown.
That designer life.
She worked in that world, though, so, like, I can't hate.
Okay.
Like, she's from luxury. Like, that was, like, the best parts of her career was when she was running luxury boutiques. So, like... You know, like, people don't understand. When you work in luxury, you get it at a discount. You get all these other deals and all that stuff, just like in weed. So, like, little different game.
Yeah.
I couldn't hate. She wasn't full custody. She was in it.
She was making it happen. I see you brought a couple weed strains with you, some luxury strains.
I was trying not to, you know, bring it up, but I'm trying to smoke all this weed you bought me.
Yeah. You got that weed, but what's the weed you brought? Because I saw you always have weed with you.
I do. I mean,
I remember you gave me some D1 that was pretty delicious.
Green Dog Cultivators. D1 is, like, maybe the favorite thing we have in-house. It might be a little too future for the industry. There's no candy in it. It's not purple.
My favorites.
It's sour. It smokes. It's strong.
Yeah.
It's smooth as could be. Joint, bong, blunt, don't matter.
Yeah, I rolled in a blunt. It was good. Tasted good. Got me high.
And, like, you know, for D1, I joke, if you smoke one, you have the best, most efficient day you could have off smoking cannabis.
Yeah.
If you smoke 4, it's tomorrow. Like, you hit that a little too hard, that sativa turns indica. Let's see what else we got here. We got turtle pie in the house.
What?
Candy gas on top of candy gas. Shout out to my boy Turtle.
Yeah.
You know, got it started in the garages, moved it into the, you know, the real world.
I had some turtle pie in the past. I got some merch.
We got all kinds of Green Dog.
I think I got a turtle pie sweatshirt still.
Ooh, I like that.
It's like a blue turtle on a white sweatshirt.
Like that logo right there?
Yeah.
That's the Turtle Pie logo, y'all. Yeah, just in case.
But it's like this blue. It's dope.
This is Gotti.
Nice.
Like the actual Gotti's.
Yeah.
That's the a real thing,
right?
They're in the weed world.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in the weed world.
I know, but I love that one. I don't know why. Maybe it's because New York's far away from me. But, like, I absolutely love the idea of, like, Italian gangster weed. I'm not even Italian. I'm Irish Scottish on the white side.
I got you.
But
you love that.
I do.
Yeah. Is it good weed?
It's spectacular. A lot of it's going by Green Dog. We got a couple of people we work with, but it's, you know, a family brand. And then, if y'all don't know about the Blueprint, I don't know what to tell you. I've been talking about Blueprint forever. And then, that's a jar from Mr. Bobby Trill, but I stole that from his house.
I need that jar.
I know, that's a good jar.
Yeah. How about, let me play you for some nugs.
I'm down. What? Oh, no, no.
What?
I thought we were going to, like, play, like, be friends, but no, he wants to play that Connect.
What?
Hold on, I got to get high before I get beaten up on a game that he practices 4 times a week.
Come on, well, I don't practice. I only play on the show now, dude.
Yeah, that's still practice, bro.
Let's,
See, nah, dude. What, bro, the producer, Trav, just got up to adjust the angle because this is how much they play people on this. I'm getting hustled, yo.
All right, we don't have to play.
I want
to
play Trapopoly.
I know. I want to play it too, but I don't know how long it's going to take.
It's going to take like an hour and a half.
If it's like Monopoly, it's going to be a long game.
Yeah, minimum. And that's
if you guys want, we could set a day and we could just play it and just film it.
We just got to get people to do it.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, there's four people in here. We can do that shit. I've never played it. It seems fun. Take that bong rip. Yellow, dude. Yellow smoke. Damn. What do you say to all the people that say bongos are gross and it's not the best smoke and it's stale and, you know, you have to change the water after every hit to get a pure hit?
Go hit a vape if you're smoking just for flavor. Go eat some food. Some of us are out here trying to get high.
You know what's crazy? Is a lot of first-time smokers these days, like the kids who are smoking now, is a vape, like a cart. They're not hitting the cans or the apples or the pipes. They're hitting like a flavored vape pen.
Yo, I heard you talking with EK about this one, right? Like the strawberry jelly, whatever, first-time hit thing. Like it's
that's why they like the spray packs.
And I get it. But like you grow out of that stuff.
Yeah. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Ooh, scary. I guess I'm going first.
Why is that? All right, we're going to make it happen. We're playing Connect Four real quick for that jar of weed. No, I'm just playing. We're not playing for the jar. I'm just kidding with you. So how has the industry been, though, for you?
I already lost. I can feel it.
No, you're doing good, dude. You're doing good.
So I'm not just sort of clear on my technique right now. I'm not even trying to get Connect Four. I'm just trying to bust the board.
What does that mean?
I don't want to win. I just don't want to lose.
That's why you get L's, bro. You gotta think. You gotta change your mindset. You gotta get W's.
Nah, dog.
You're like, I'm thinking about W's. Nah, I'm trying to
survive.
Bro,
this is the first round. If I get a tie, you're gonna be like, yo, let's get a rematch. Then I have a whole game plan. I see how you move.
There is no tie. I already won, like you said.
You hear this, dude? There's hate. There's hate.
I'm just, you know, I'm.
He's got tech, bro.
I'm Milton Bradley recognized, bro.
No, see, this is the other problem, bro. He said he was Hasbro recognized the last time.
Or
so what's
Hasbro.
The truth?
Yeah, thank
what's
you.
The truth,
Hasbro.
Huh? What's
Hasbro.
The truth, Adam? Huh?
I'm Hasbro recognized.
Someone make an X post about this, dude. He's claiming toy companies that don't actually rep him.
I mean, they're the they were. It was Milton Bradley. Now it's I don't know, bro. Chill.
It happens, bro. You like that? See, this happens, bro. I listen to the show. I'm about this.
I got you.
I don't want anything to do with what's happening right now.
I'll focus now. I'll focus. So what is your, like, what's your go-to smoke?
Right now I smoke D1 almost only. Like, I can't stop getting enough of it. I have a cool amount of hash in my house, so when I need to go to sleep, I'll just throw a big glob of really, really good rosin on there. Shout out Feel Good, shout out Trilogy.
You do like a green screen, like you'll pack a bowl and then throw, and then hit it out the bong? Damn, you're so old school, bro. You are uncle status. This fool green screens his hashes.
And it's still like some of the best hash on earth. Like I had one of the homies from Go Global the other day see me do it at the woods. And he's like, please tell me you're not going to scoop that right now. And I was like, what? He goes, oh, you're disgusting. Because I'm scooping, you know, like Fresh Coast West Coast Alchemy, Fresh Press West Coast Alchemy on top of my bowl and just racking it with the torch. And he's like, Really?
Like, torches. That's fire, though. I love that.
It's so good. Yeah, plus, okay. So this is a question. You've been doing this for a long time.
I love that shit.
I'm very interested to hear this, actually.
I dab roaches. Like, come on.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, same game. Do you think you need to put weed on top of the hash on a green screen? Or, if you're good enough, can you just use the flame to sort of, like, break down the hash because you can visually see it? So,
oh, like straight on the bowl?
Yeah, because, like, the Piatella crowd, right? It's, yeah, like, the same thing's coming back. That. So I told this to Uncle because, like, I was packing a bowl in front of Uncle at the Alien Labs Uncle event. So he gives me a little globby glob, and I stick it on my bowl piece, and I pull out my torch, and he's like, no, 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 no. I was like, he goes, you have to put weed on top. And I was like, I do not. And he's like, no, you have to put weed on top. Like, you're going to burn the hash. I was like, you know, like, I keep the torch far enough away. Right. Like, I'm good.
Right.
We ended up arguing. He's the one giving me the hash, so, like, I put the weed on top. I had no control. I feel like I just baked that shit the fuck out. Next day, I go see Trill, and I'm telling him the same thing. I was like, yo, this dude told me that I have to have weed on top of my hash bowl. And he goes, you do. And I was like, you don't even smoke bongs. Like, how are both of the hash guys so obsessed with this?
I never heard that. It's usually hash on top of the weed, or just hash straight.
And then you can, you know, you can,
yeah,
you can light
visually
flame.
See the melt.
I
don't know.
What's up, chat? Talk to us, dude.
It's your turn.
Oh, my bad. Block me, baby. Make it rough out here.
I got you. We're gonna get this going. We're here with Barney, chilling out, smoking weed. He said it's his first podcast. I don't know if it's true or not. You said you did a group podcast. You didn't do any individual shit?
I don't think so. Oh, I might have done one with High Rise, but then there were still three. There were still two or three of them in there.
All right.
Like dual host things.
All right.
I never had this one-on-one experience. You know what I mean? In a more romantic setting.
Did you have questions? You said you had questions.
I mean, I got a lot of questions, and my questions might not be as interesting. How do you write your schedule?
What do you mean my schedule?
Like your schedule. Like, how do you write your schedule? Like, you exercise, you have a podcast, you have a job, you have a wife, you have events you got to go to. Do you work, like, Mondays you do this, Tuesdays you do this, Wednesdays? Do you do, like, the same thing every day when you wake up in the morning? Like, how does Adam Mill work? Talk to me. I want to learn about how, you know what I mean, what really ticks within Adam. How does this go?
I'm supposed to ask you the questions, bro. And then drop the piece. I
trying to win here, y'all.
I wake up and I got my dogs that always bug me. So right when I wake up, I walk them and I go outside and I just, it's like a little process. I see the sunlight, I chill, I let the dogs run around. And then I see if I have anything I need to respond to that's a priority, like if there's like any emails or messages or anything I need to get to.
If there's money involved.
I have a little conversation with my wife. And then depending on my schedule, some days I work. You know, I do these on Mondays. Sometimes hopefully I get to golf. But I do have like events and other things I do and random phone meetings. It's just every day is different. Every day is different, but it's, we need some type of organization. What's your day in the life? What do you do? What's your whole routine?
I mean, it's changed. My wife's pregnant again.
Congratulations.
So, like, it used to be, like, making her coffee and getting her day started, and then I could run off and go to work.
And by work, that's legally selling weed.
It is. Mm-hmm. Driving around to dispensaries and checking out all the things that make people buy pot at a retail store.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful world. Now, wake up, get my 3-year-old set, take him to school if he's got school that day. Kick it with him, hang out, try and answer 50, 100 emails. You know what I mean? That's sort of like the goal is, like, if you're not answering them, you're at least putting out that many.
Yeah.
So try and, like, put out some emails, make
that
some phone
sales
calls.
Life, see, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I'm a person who, like, has wild ADHD, so I love routine.
Okay. So, like, you're an email person in the morning.
Yeah, like, if I can, you know, I mean, make the emails, make my phone calls, get all my stuff done, like, I know what my afternoon will look like because everyone's going to reach back out. My afternoon's going to be crazy. So, like, how much work I put into the morning directly equates to how busy my afternoon is. Chill in the morning, chill afternoon. You crush it in the morning. You put a bunch of leads out there. You, like, make a bunch of feelers and touchers. Like, you know what I mean? Your afternoons are going to be wild. Your evening's going to be wild. Was it my turn?
It is your turn. So the more you put in the morning, the chiller your night is.
Yeah, in my world.
No, that's good. I like that. Be careful. All right, I beat you. Good game, though.
Oh, there's two in a row.
What?
I see you.
What happened? No, you might win. You're still good. Yeah, so, you know.
You might win. You're still good.
Yeah, the routine. You know, I try to exercise as much as I can. Do, like, a little routine. I ain't in the gym as much as I want to be, but I do some at-home stuff.
I can't do that.
Just like when you wake, you know, just in between that process, just, you know, just move your arms, do some push-ups, do some. You can do basic shit, bro, just to get going. You don't need to do, like, extreme workouts. Just.
I mean, I'm not trying to be.
Body, like, do some toe touches, do some squats. It's just basic body weight routine, bro. Just get your blood circulating, your body moving.
My problem is if I'm going to exercise and spend the time, I want to look beautiful.
It's not about that.
It is for me, though.
If you want to look beautiful, that's a whole routine you got to do.
And like I got to really get into it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But if you're just trying to be like healthy and just mobility, like, you know, you got two kids, I'm sure you want to be able to be active as long as you can, so you just got to stay active.
I mean, I'm lucky, right? Skateboarding, snowboarding, all that stuff. Like, you just have to have a little bit of skill. You don't actually need to move that well. I almost made that mistake a minute ago, let me tell you.
It's okay.
I almost made that mistake, but now I'm wrecked. Now I'm wrecked.
What do you mean?
The game's over.
Yeah, I got you.
Right now.
You want to finish it or are you done?
No, look, I'm down to take the L. I'm cool, dude. I'm down.
I want you to remember this because you only remember L's.
No, I totally get it, dude.
Damn, you want to do it like
oh
that?
Oh, my God, I won!
It's okay. I still won.
Oh, my God. Oh, tied. Oh, we tied, man. I totally understand. These things happen.
Big ties. We could play two at a time if you want.
No, I can't do it, bro. Do you see how distracting that was for me? That was very difficult. Okay, and, like, all right. All I was trying to do was make it difficult on you. I didn't think about going in the middle. It's like playing tic-tac-toe.
No. I mean, it depends where you go. I just go in the middle all the time.
That's because it's easier. It's like playing tic-tac-toe. You hit the middle X. Yeah. It's just over.
Exactly. You have more control. But even if you don't go there, I'll still beat you. Even if you went in the middle, I would have still won.
Do you see how he pulled the hair back at me right in that moment?
No. They didn't. That was just a live moment for you, bro.
I love that.
Barney, so emails, stay consistent, calls, and that's how you are killing it and getting the best weed in all the shops.
Honestly, shout out to the growers.
Yeah.
Like, for my guys, like, I have the best weed on earth, in my opinion.
Let me smoke some.
Let's do it, dude. Smoke some. Take some. You have, like, bro, weed is... My job is to make sure people get to know about our weed and smoke our weed and enjoy our weed.
Did you win any superlatives?
I heard you ask this and I don't remember.
In high school, you don't remember?
Nah.
Did you graduate, you went to the same high school?
Yeah, so I went to a couple different high schools, but I think I might have gotten one like at freshman year or something like that, or like at like a camp or something.
Like,
but like I didn't get one in the yearbook.
You didn't get one in like your senior year in high school? Like,
nah.
Best personality or friendliest?
Nah.
Or most outgoing?
So I think I got funny once.
Class clown?
Yeah, I got like the funniest one once, but like I don't think it was like in the yearbook. I don't remember having a secondary picture ever.
It's not in the yearbook, it's not real.
That's how I feel.
Nah, I'm just playing.
I didn't bring it up. See why?
You didn't bring it up, I brought it up. I just want to know.
I'm just saying.
So you went to a couple high schools? Why? In Hawaii?
Yeah, I got in a little bit of trouble.
I thought you were a good student.
As I said, I can test well.
What happened?
I said I wouldn't do my homework. Like,
why'd you go to different high schools?
I definitely had some fight problems. I definitely had like issues when they taught me how the chemistry lab worked.
What do you mean?
Like stealing stuff from the chemistry lab. Like
what?
Like you never like you know like when the first thing they teach you how like calcium looks when they light it on fire. Like that's a cool moment for me.
So let me take some of this and I'm gonna take light some of that home. For sure. Fucking little pyro.
You mean for sure I'm grabbing that, dude. A little jar of potassium you can grab, dude, and like start throwing that thing in the toilets. I'm down, dude. I don't even need an M80 anymore. Give me the little gel.
Damn, just science.
But yeah, I got into trouble a little bit. I also like brought like if they made a rule at the school for something, like I'd figure out a way to break it. So like I had like the first Razor scooter in Hawaii.
Damn.
And not because like I like scooters, but because they outlawed skateboards at school.
So you're like, let me bring a scooter.
I was like, I'll show you. Like, yeah. I had Heelys. I had it all. Like, if there was a way to piss somebody off at school, I did it.
Damn, you had the mainland hookup?
Yeah, I mean, lucky me, my dad left when I was young.
Stop. What does that mean?
So my dad moved away, so I got to see California.
Oh, like when you went to go visit dad?
Yeah, so I got to go see my dad.
Where was he,
like,
in California?
Orange County.
Okay.
LA. So I got to come up here and stay and like check everything out and be like,
bring back some cool stuff.
You mean like the seatbelt belt? Yo, what a flex.
The seatbelt belt? You're so like 1900s right now, bro. The fuck?
I was crushing kids in Hawaii with the seatbelt belt, dude. I had the first flex fit hat for Hawaii.
What?
Where the hat flexes out. Y'all probably don't even know about that tech. Check out flex fit, dude.
And then you had the Heelys.
Bro, Heelys, soap shoes. Soap shoes, I was a little late.
The little grime
Other
shoes.
Other people had soap shoes before I did.
But you had, I still have Heelys.
Dude, I still have Heelys. I have a fresh pair right now, about like within the last year and a half.
Can we do a Heely sesh?
Down. Let's just make it. We're making Heely content.
Let's go. I'm down.
I'm ready.
I got them.
I didn't bring mine. I don't keep them on me like that.
Mine's at the house, but we can next time we.
Yeah,
meet.
See, mine's at the house. See, acted like you had them in the trunk. See, like.
Nah, I wasn't that prepared. Travis, you got Heelys?
Fuck no.
They're only like $20, bro.
I'd rather get soaps.
Nah.
They don't make soaps anymore, but I've been talking about trying to figure out how to like. There's a company that will like, make your shoes into soaps.
Put a grind plane on that shit.
Yo, I got really hurt on soap shoes.
Yeah, dangerous.
Soap shoes are super dangerous. And I got my soap shoes secondhand because I didn't have any money.
You're so extreme, bro. Soaps and downhill skateboarding and snowboarding.
Yeah, I used to like doing stuff until I got hurt. Now I work and like my adrenaline has to go to selling weed.
Yeah. Making it happen, though.
It's more fun.
The best weed.
And, you know, the content thing is a whole nother game I'm trying to figure out.
Aloha.
Aloha.
What do you mean trying to figure
Aloha.
It out?
Aloha. That one sounds good. I like that one.
Well, you're doing it. Barney the Unk.
It's just, you know, trying to figure out what content to make for which place. Because, like, you know, I enjoy making content. I might overshare it at times. Like, I very much enjoy doing this stuff. So, like, for me, I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, where do you draw the lines? Which things are okay? What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? Like, I don't know. Do I really want to put my son on things? How much of my son do I want to show? Do I want to show his little hand?
Yeah.
Like,
there's weirdos on the internet.
There's weirdos on the internet, dude. Yeah. Like, I see someone, like, taking a picture near my house, and I'm like, yo, dude, I live here, bro.
Chill.
Chill, dog.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, how much, just show what you're comfortable with.
That's what I'm, you know, I'm just learning, right? Because, like, it also limits how much content I can make. Because, like, I go to cool places with my family, but I can't film.
Why?
Because, like, you know.
You film the scene, not the people.
Yeah, but, you know, my son will be screaming in my ear. They'll be, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be.
I get it.
Like, for instance, like, the first time I put my son on a piece of content was when he said aloha on a reel. And everybody's like, oh my God, that's so cute. I was like, no, that's not cute. He wouldn't stop talking.
Aloha.
And then all of a sudden you hear this little, aloha. And it's like my two-year-old just like copying me over and over again because he can hear me doing it in the garage.
Why, you practice saying it in your garage?
No, I'm one take all day, baby.
What do you mean? Oh, he just hears you.
I do it in the garage because like I'm trying to escape from him yelling into the mic the whole time. Yo, you really bought this Red Bull life.
Bro, it's the same can. What the fuck? I'm just taking a sip.
I'm just saying, dude. I ran out of water, so I can only judge you so
much. Where's the sponsorship? You need a water?
Mm-mm. I'm going strong. They gave me a water, and I had to make a choice, y'all. And my choice was bong water or me water. I put the, you know, I put it down there like that. Ooh, you see this kind of service?
Got you a freshie.
You want to be out here.
We out here, dude. I learned a lot, Barney.
I like that.
I appreciate you.
Nice chain, by the way.
Thank you. It was a good investment.
I think I remember the story behind that chain.
What? What's the story? What? You brought it up. Why are you looking at me?
I believe, and I could be wrong, you got that chain from a pawn shop.
100%.
Correct?
Yeah.
It's rad.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's
most
people. It doesn't matter where he got it. It's fucking gold.
No, I agreed. I just, you know what I mean? I just, it's one of my favorite things. Whenever I see that chain, I'm like, oh man, that's someone else's L that is now Adam's W.
Yeah, it was a very good investment. Gold is like $3,000 an ounce now.
Gold's insanely high.
Yeah. I remember when weed cost more than gold at one time. An ounce of weed was like $500 an ounce, $400 an ounce, and gold was like $250, $300.
Oh, yeah, dude, we were saying that for the Kush days all the time.
It's crazy, dude.
This shit's worth more than gold, bro. Come on, get that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Kush, homie.
It's worth more than gold. It's crazy to say.
Not anymore.
Hell no.
Wow, that's probably the harshest thing I've ever thought of for cannabis right there.
An ounce of gold is more than a pound now.
Yo, what have I done with my life?
Yeah.
We could have been learning how to grow gold.
I almost got into the jewelry industry. Like, I was a little bit. I was the urban jeweler. And I was going to get jewelry for all my boys that, you know, everyone gets jewelry. Like, you got a nice watch. Everyone gets chains and custom fucking pendants and shit. And I was making some of those things for my boys, but I never really got into it. It's just another competitive market. But I didn't think gold was going to be as expensive as it is now.
Yo, gold. Yeah, I just don't understand it.
It's crazy.
It's gone up so much. Like, if you just have unlimited amounts of gold, like, you're just balling all of a sudden.
It's in everything, bro. It's in all electronics. It's like the best conductor of energy, bro. So that's all it is. A natural resource. It's in all the phones. It's in all the electronics. It's in everything, bro.
Huh. So here's a question that I don't know the answer to. All
right.
And this isn't even about you. This is about gold. Does that mean, like, is there a limited amount of gold in the world?
I believe.
Or is there more being made somehow? Like, does it, like, just naturally occur?
No, I think it's just, yeah, you just gotta mine. There's just natural gold in the earth. And
but, like,
you
mean,
get
like,
it.
Does it, but.
I don't know if there's an infinite amount. I think it's a, you know, natural resource that probably might be depleted soon, but. I should look into how gold is made.
Right, I got questions now. You know what I mean? Like, is Midas
Ask
just down there GPT, touching shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't remember. I think I heard. I'm not sure, but there's like, this could be bullshit, but there's like a square mile of gold that is like on the planet. That's how much gold is there, like a square mile of it. So we're barely getting anything if you're talking about a square mile of just solid gold.
See, like, a square mile doesn't sound like a lot,
but
it is.
But I think you can, I don't know, maybe there's the way the Earth, I don't know, maybe the Earth creates it too with, like, they create diamonds.
Right? Like, yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Like, if diamonds can be grown, you're telling me gold?
But diamonds can be made in the lab too.
Yeah, those aren't diamonds.
What is it?
Those are phi diamonds. Those are, that's Fugazi, bro. That ain't it, bro.
Then what is it?
I don't know, dog. It's like, that's like robots, bro. That's not it. Mm-mm. Nope.
Maybe robots, like AI?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, like, what? It's not as special. Real art is more special. Real diamonds are more special. Real glass,
like,
not...
AI art's not good?
Not as... I mean, I like AI art. You know, I'm a fan. according to all the things. But, like, in reality, no, I mean... I can figure out AI art, and I'm not very talented. It doesn't make me feel good.
That's what it is.
Art, I don't know.
The
bro.
More you can utilize it, the better it is for you.
It's not supposed to be for everybody.
I just wish they used AI to, like, do my laundry and clean my house, not, like, write my fucking ideas and create shit.
Yo, Samsung refrigerator? Where, like, it would, like, pump out the food you told it to?
Oh, yeah. It scans what your ingredients are, and then if I can tell
like,
you what to
this
make.
Is what you can have. Would you like me to make you a peanut butter jelly sandwich or a tuna casserole?
Barney, I feel like we could talk for hours, bro.
Oh, God. How long have we been on here?
We try to keep them at an hour. I feel like we're over a little bit. I'm not sure with my time. But I know we could talk about a lot and keep going. I still have a lot of things. But where are we at, Travis? Yeah? Yeah, dude. It looks like past. Yeah. Why? What's going on? What do you have to say? Anything else? You look high as hell right now.
Sober, bro. I swear.
What'd you just smoke right now?
Did I break it off here?
This one got 14 jars in front of him.
There's a lot of weed out right now, and I was trying all the things.
I know, it's good. A little salad.
Yeah, that was a gelinade.
All the terpenes.
I was trying to go after the lemon poppers, try the gelinade.
You know what I like? I like how you just found a love for cannabis at an early age, and then you just decided, like, out of all the extreme shit you did and all the sports you played, did you have any regular jobs?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I ran the number 2 dominoes in the world at one point.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
What? In the world?
Yeah.
How? Were you in, like, a major city?
I was on a giant army base.
You said the number 2 dominoes in the world.
Yeah.
Damn,
the number 3 Burger King is in that same place. Like, it's there's like 100,000 to 200,000 soldiers, like, stuck on a tiny base with no food.
So they just order from you all the time.
Yeah, so you just
Pump them out.
Pump them the fuck out.
Damn, the number two domino. Did you get any rewards or like accolades for that?
No, what? I left like 2 quarters before I would have gotten my first Rolex. So they give out Domino's Rolexes.
What? Why? What? Why'd you leave?
Me and my father had a large disagreement on the future that I was building at Domino's versus the future that he wanted me to build for myself.
You're like, let me just get this Rolex, Pops.
It was just more like, yo, you didn't want to help before. Like, now you're trying to tell me to go become a financial advisor? That didn't work out.
I knew it was something. You're Asian. I knew it was going
to
be something.
You mean that's the game, right? They try and push you into those things. Yeah. And like, you know what I mean? I didn't have the test scores to be an accountant or a doctor.
Right.
So like, he had to be like, okay, well, what's respectable where they sell stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah, I sell life insurance. That's going to be real fun.
Yeah. No.
Nah. That has to be one of the worst jobs on earth.
Selling life insurance?
Yeah, for sure. Worst jobs ever. You know what the best day of your job is when you sell life insurance? When your client dies.
Oh.
That's your best day. Because then you get to go see his family and give them $1 million. And that's only if they didn't borrow against the policy, which happens as well, which is the family thinks a Millie's coming in, like 210 shows up and they all break down.
They're like, what the fuck?
But like the literally like one of the pitches like, oh, you bring relief to people, you help them. Like, no, dude, I'm waiting until my client dies.
Wow, that's so crazy. That's so wild.
That's the best day when my contract is expired is when my client dies. That's insane to me.
Well, you guys get a commission off that?
No, you get the commission the whole time.
Okay. Damn.
Because, like, that's the question they ask you, right? They build it up real good. They go, so, tell me about all the dreams and all the things you want in your life. And you go through it. And then they say, okay, well, now talk through if you get hit by a truck on your way home tomorrow. How many of those dreams come true for your family still? And they just stare at you and they wait until you cry and tell them how you feel and how little Timmy won't be able to go to piano and, you know.
Damn.
And then you sign them to a, you know, $1,200 a month contract on a whole life policy.
Take care of them. Damn.
Because, you know, you care.
Yeah. Empathy.
And then all that money goes straight into the stock market. Run it and gamble with their bread. Let's go.
Barney!
My bad. Have a great day, everybody.
Uncle Barney, dude. It's been awesome hanging with you. We could do this again. There's a lot more to talk about.
I got miles, bro. Let's talk.
I know. We can make it happen. We'll play Trapopoly and do
that. We gotta have like Travis keep us on pace. He can yell at us and be like, yo, guys, we're talking about the 90s now.
No, okay? We're good. I like the 1900s.
You guys are having too much fun right now.
Cash don't know about the 1900s. He wasn't born around.
Bro, dude, look at all that fresh skin. Like, he's so new. So smiley and fresh.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Keeps us young.
Bro, I'm trying, dude. Getting old sucks.
Where can people find you? Where are you at? You doing the social media? You said you do it, is it?
Yeah, Barney has a green dog. Barney has a YouTube. Barney has a Twitter. No, Twitter is I Smoke Mota, actually.
I Smoke Mota.
But yeah, usually anything Barney that has to do with weed should be me. If you find another Barney, let me know. I'll go fight him.
You down to go box some people?
I mean, apart from Derry, because, like, you know, he was around first. If you guys don't know, Barney C. Co., Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Like, I met Derry.
I met him in Spain recently.
So I met him in Amsterdam, like, early 2000s.
Nice.
And he told me to get him seeds, and I didn't know how to tell him that I wasn't that cool in Hawaii, so I couldn't get him any. So I just kind of nodded and smiled and was like, that's super cool, bro.
Yeah, will do.
And then, like, I always wanted to, like, pull it off somehow, and then shout out Backpack Boys and Doja for getting that done, because, you know, there goes that dream.
But you can still do it.
I'm still going to. I just need Derry not to, you know, get too famous and too popular, because, you know. I want to be Barney too, dog. Barney C Company,
you're
dropped
Barney,
by Barney,
bro.
Dog. Come
you're
on,
your
stop
own Barney.
It.
Chill, bro. Chill. You're good.
Stop it.
You're that Barney.
Can I be Barney?
Your Uncle Barney. Barney the Unk.
Shout out, Unk. Thank you so much. This was a blast, dude.
I had fun. Thanks for coming by.
I've wanted to come on forever.
Yeah? Was it everything you expected?
I
know you've been. You're like, when can I come on? I was like, I'll get you on. We'll make it happen, bro. We made it happen.
It was like 12 hours later. We're on the show.
Can you get me on some shows? I'm just playing.
Wow.
Barney, if you're just listening, Barney just had his mouth open after I said that.
Yeah,
It's an inside joke. Shout out to the chat. I'm sorry if you guys asked a question. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, are there questions we're supposed to answer? Is
but
that
I
thing?
Saw y'all, dude. Some people talking about the gold conversation. You looked it up? What is it? 244,000? Is that like a mile by a mile? I don't know metric shit, bro. We're American.
I didn't get it.
damn, dude, hit that shit into the GPT, bro. Find out them other details. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Everyone say how much they love you, and it was a great show and good time. Oh, what are your munchies, bro? What are your go-to munchies?
Oh, so like the 7-Eleven one, right?
Yeah.
So I have to hit the three categories. So I need sour, sweet, and spicy.
Whatever.
So some sort of sour gummy, something high level though. I'm not doing Sour Patch Kids or like any of that stuff. Like, I need rips or like
sour peach rings,
sour spaghetti. No, like peach rings are a little too. That's like a mids? That's like tier three.
Damn,
what's I need that? Something a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like what?
No, like I mean like sour Skitty's great, same brand.
Sour Skittles.
Skitty. Oh, you don't even know about this.
Sour Skitty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've seen those.
Twin snakes.
Yeah. I've seen those.
Twin snakes are fire.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean. This is high level.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to get some sort of like chocolate or vanilla sweets, so like a 7-Day croissant or like a Nestle Crunch bar.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get an ice cream if I'm really trying to get wild and fall asleep soon.
What, like one of the little Ben and Jerry ones?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like a
Haagen-Dazs or like a Snickers like, bar.
A crunch, like a normal crunch bar or like whatever they got in the little fridge up front.
Oh, ice cream. Okay, yeah.
Nothing with peanuts in it because I don't like nuts in my mouth.
Oh, chill. Okay. Wild.
They're crunchy.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't like texture.
You're good.
You textural want, foods yeah. hurt me.
You just want like a Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah. And then last but not least, I need something spicy usually or salt and vinegar.
Okay.
Like for a good chip.
Like chips?
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm on 5-6 hour drives a lot. So like, I really got to stock up.
What about bevy? Are you just water all the time?
Oh, water all the time.
Yeah?
I might get a Coke if I'm really
trying
to
What kind of water? You never answered the water. Oh, you said mountain spring water.
Yeah, mountain spring water is the best.
I got you.
As I said, unless it was like filtered through a volcano like Hawaii.
Yeah. Why is volcanic water good?
Oh, extremely.
Yeah.
The problem is like we had like the whole military dripping oil into our like water thing for years and none of us knew, so.
The fuck?
Yeah, look up Red Hill, Oahu. Not cool.
That's whack.
Yeah, you want to get in your conspiracies?
Yeah.
Ooh, that one gets crazy, probably. Yeah,
she didn't want to talk about them, so.
No, they scare me, dude. I don't really want to know, bro. I'm trying to live in the happy world.
Barney, ignorance is bliss. Our favorite uncle. We're just going to live life, smoke the best weed, and make sure everyone has good weed with them.
I'm trying to be happy, dog.
Yeah.
Spread joy. Drink water. I love you all. Thank you.
Should we get hydrated right now?
I got one. Let's do this. You want to chug one?
Are we chugging?
I'm ready, dog. I Aloha.
You're a chug master.
I mean, it's like the bong thing, right? Like, I do this.
It's regular.
I chug, like, this is how my son thinks people drink water.
Just chugging it?
Yeah, like, he's a 3-year-old and, like, just like, gung, 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 gung.
That's so funny.
At the school, they're like, he drinks water really well. I was like, I'm sure he does.
Hell yeah, we make sure he drinks it. Ken likes that.
Yeah, I don't know. Shout out Green Dog. Thank you for letting me live my life. Turtle pie, baby. All day.
Get that if you see it in the store. How you feeling, Ken? You good?
I'm feeling all right, man. I'm just over here jamming to Alanis Morissette right now.
That's right.
Ken, can I give you weed?
Okay.
I would like to give Ken weed. I've had a wonderful time listening to music.
Yeah.
Several times I was like, yo, why is there music on?
Do you do karaoke?
I'm super Korean, so I should, but I don't. I just can't. It's a skill set I don't have.
I don't think anyone has. I mean, it's.
Yo, dude, do you not have Filipino friends?
I mean, there's serious people that are about the karaoke, but it's more of just like a, you know, having no shame and having a good time.
Yeah, that's not how this works in Asian culture, bro. They bring the Filipinos around, they are killing it. Like, we bring Windu. Windu ain't just like chill. Nah, Windu's gonna be out there belting out lines and it, bars, dude.
Ken's, aren't you in like a Filipino band?
Yeah, I've been in the Noi Pits. I've been to Noi Pits, different cities of the Long Beach this past weekend.
I'm sorry, you can't make this stuff up,
Don't you know like Filipino songs too? You play them?
A couple of them.
Yeah. And like, do all of your Filipino friends sing?
Kinda.
Thank you.
Everybody knows something. They playing instruments, something.
Yo, Filipinos are the best, dude. They love Kobe Bryant. They love good food.
Yeah, play a lot of Bruno Mars songs.
Yo, feel me? Like, you know where Bruno Mars is from? Hawaii.
Nice.
That's not even a joke. That's like a real thing.
No, that's good.
You guys so is Barack Obama, just in case anybody wanted to get into that one. Build a library in Hawaii.
All right, Barney, our favorite uncle. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you to everyone. Travis, of course. I appreciate everything you do. Shout out to everyone listening. All y'all. Don't forget the new YouTube page, GHW. GHW show, right? GHW Podcast. That's how new it is. GHW Podcast. Make sure you check it out. We got a bunch of great shows on there. And we'll start doing more like clip bait engagement for y'all, because we'll start making that happen.
Clip it up, dog.
Yeah, we need to, right? It's like a necessary evil we got to do.
If you don't clip, you know.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to clip you opening up the Be Easy and then going, that's not what I expected.
Damn. I'm about to get cooked on the internet.
I'm just playing. I'm not going
to run that.
Like, if you give me some of that green crack, I won't do that to you.
Oh, no, damn. I'm just playing. I'm taking the special jar. Do that.
Thank you, y'all. Appreciate everyone chilling out, listening. Until next time, I'll see you guys. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.